It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. And, you know, we've got the break coming up between fall semester and spring semester, and there's still a lot that is compacted on campus in that little period of time. So I thought we'd bring Kevin in today, and we'll kind of talk about all of it and get it all out there and let people know what's going on up on the campus. Plus, you know, you can register for spring semester, and we'll talk about some classes and those kinds of things. So always plenty to talk about at USU Eastern. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. And if you see our students kind of with a deer in the headlight look, it's because they're gearing up for finals. So
it's that time. It really and truly is. When is the last day of finals? Because I know they end instruction one day and then finals comes after that. When is the last final?
Yeah, so our last day of class is December 9th. And then the following week is when the students will take their final and wrap up the semester.
So that's the week, the 12th through the 16th, somewhere in there?
Yep, in that ballpark.
And then when do they come back and start spring?
Yeah, and then they go on semester break, and spring classes start January 9th.
So they got a nice little break there, a little bit of a reprieve, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, they'll go plug into families and probably return home for the holidays and just hopefully recharge the batteries and get ready to go for spring.
And then get right at it. Well, as we're wrapping up fall semester, how has it been up there on campus?
Oh, it's been so great. It's always good to have students back. We've seen a rebound this year in our incoming freshman class. So we saw 100 new freshmen coming to our campus, which is great. Our enrollment's flat, but to see those new freshmen coming, an extra 100 students is always, always exciting for us.
And now when you look at something like that, do you really just, when you look at enrollment, do you guys look at just fall semester, assuming that they're going to carry over into spring semester as well? Or do you look at each semester when they're looking at enrollment?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, we get more students in fall. That seems to be a more natural time for when students come and join us on campus. But we do get a handful. We get maybe 30 or 40 students who join us in spring, and it's always a great time to start. And so, yeah, there are constantly students flowing in each semester. But fall typically is our biggest semester as far as incoming students.
All right. And we talked before you came on the air. You got plenty of great things getting ready to happen up there on campus. You got a list in front of you. And we're just going to start at the top and work our way down. How's that?
Yeah, sounds great. We'd love to talk about leadership applications. So every year we have a bunch of leadership scholarships and always looking for qualified, really, students to come in and fill our leadership teams. We're looking for prospective students who are just joining us for the first time or continuing students. But the application is now open, and anybody interested in information about that can contact me at kevin.hurst@usu.edu, or my phone number there at the office is 435-613-5217. Would love to tell them all about our leadership teams and the application process and help them out if they're interested.
And that was going to be my question. When you talk leadership teams, what kind of positions are you discussing and talking about?
Yeah, so we're talking about our ambassador team. They're the ones who go out and promote and advertise campus and host people when they come to campus. So they're kind of our student recruiters, if you will. We have our student government, our USUSA, so they plan activities and events for current students and really oversee some of the student logistics on campus. We have our Serving Utah Network student leaders, so they put on the service opportunities that are available. We have our resident advisors, so they reside in housing and help support us on the housing front, and our campus recreation. And we have what we call peer mentors, and they're assigned a caseload of students, and they, from a student-to-student perspective, help and support students throughout the year.
So it sounds like you've got a little bit of everything for people that maybe want to get their feet wet in a leadership position up there at USU Eastern. The fun one to me has always been the ambassadors, because they get to go around and talk and really talk up and promote USU Eastern. That one always sounds like a fun one to me.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, they're a great team. We have a lot of great teams on campus. And the cool thing, it's one application, and then you can interview for all these different teams and see what kind of scholarships or opportunities might be available to you.
All right, so there's that one. What's next on the list?
Yeah, I really want to highlight a student of ours. It's a student success. Jordan Packer represented the United States at the World Skills Welding Competition, and he was the sole representative of the United States at the competition and did very well. He came away with a bronze medal. If you talk to Jordan, he might be a little disappointed in that because he was 1% short in points from getting the gold medal. But for me, that's a huge accomplishment, and his training and a lot of his knowledge and skills came from our welding program at USU Eastern. So I'd say that's a shining example of some of the skills and training we provide.
It truly is, and those programs always do well. They're always, somebody's going to a national competition or international competitions, and you know what, it's just amazing that, yeah, it's right here in Carbon County. You can learn all of these skills at USU Eastern. It's a great, maybe a feather in the cap, so to speak, of just one more way that they can help out the community. And I would imagine that that's pushed pretty heavily when you guys go out and do your recruiting and those kinds of things.
Yeah, we like to showcase and highlight our successes, and I'd say that Jordan Packer is definitely one of those to go and represent USU Eastern and the United States in this competition is no small thing, and we're proud of what he did and what he accomplished.
Very good. All right, what we got next?
Yeah, basketball's in full swing, so I want to just highlight a couple of upcoming games so the community's aware. So we have a couple of big games coming in, a couple of our conference rivals in Salt Lake Community College. So the men's and women's play Salt Lake Community College on December 10th. The women, they tip off at 1 p.m., and the men tip off at 3 p.m. And then on December 14th, we play Snow College here on our home court, and the women, they tip off at 5, and the men at 7. So come out and support the Eagles.
You know, there is just not – I you always have people that'll say it. I don't think there's an easy game in Region 18 play, is there?
Not really. It's a great region. It's very competitive. And right now we're sitting on a good record. So the men, they're 8-2, and the women are 6-3. So looking really good and want to continue that trend with a couple of important games coming up.
You know, and it is a great thing. Pack the BDAC and get up there and help them out and go watch these guys play. They're doing great things, and they're having a lot of fun doing it, too.
Yeah, and they love the support. It's always fun to play in front of a home crowd and to have that sixth man, I guess, on the court supporting you as you compete.
Very true. All right, and then what do we got to wrap up with?
Yeah, just appreciate you having us on. Appreciate the support of the radio station and the community. We can't do it without you, and so excited to be part of this community and looking forward to the holidays and the break. But, yeah, always gearing up for spring semester and want to connect with anybody interested in coming and taking a class, working on a certificate, maybe gaining a new skill or training set, and we'd love to help and accommodate anybody interested in that.
It's all right here. If you've got questions, probably the best place to go is One Stop, right?
One Stop is where it's at.
And that's right there on right by the Jennifer Levitt, and they can get in there. You can do everything in there, literally everything, to get you ready for spring semester.
Yeah, you just walk in. We'll take it from there, and we'll take good care of you. So come on in.
All right. Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time. And happy holidays to you, sir.
You too. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.